You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, everybody. It is hump day. Happy Wednesday. I hope you are having a most excellent week. You know, given all the circumstances and goings on, you are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I am your host, Maggie Dawn. I got Aaron Zommers with me today, helping me out in the booth. Thank you, Aaron, and welcome to each and every one of you. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great show for you today. Very excited about this one. I've been thinking about the content of this particular show for quite some time, at least specifically the first hour of this show for quite some time. And in the second hour, I'm so excited. We're going to be talking with State Senator Melissa Ratcliffe. She's from the 16th Senate District. That should be a bunch of fun. She told me ahead of time she wants to talk about the Super Bowl and a few of the dishes that she likes to whip up for her Super Bowl parties because, yes, elected officials are regular people, too. So we're going to have some fun with Senator Ratcliffe. And, of course, at the bottom last half hour of the show at 3:30, as you will find every Wednesday at 3:30, we've got our segment called Over the Hump and Trump. It's about, you know, how do we come together? How do we put politics aside for a little while? How do we connect with one another? Got something really timely and special for you today. I cannot wait to share it with each and every one of you. So please stick around. But I wanted to start today, and I may start doing this every day, with a few quick things. Because it seems that every day there are at least a few quick things that we need to talk about, given, again, the fire hose that is the Trump 2.0 administration. So I wanted to start with this. I've talked, and yesterday spent the first hour talking about the laundry list of things that have been going on, the parade of horribles, if you will, that have been going on in the Trump administration. And you know, how do we keep going in the face of all of that? And we're going to kind of continue that discussion a bit today. But one of the items I mentioned yesterday was Trump and Elon Musk basically trying to shutter USAID, which is one, a national intelligence agency. Two, USAID employees help distribute all kinds of humanitarian relief when there are terrible disease outbreaks, when people and children especially are starving to death. They are often working alongside members of our military in active combat zones. They have helped in the past, in the former Soviet Union republics, help them stand up new democratic forms of government. It's been a key cornerstone of U.S. foreign policy. And if foreign policy isn't your bag, think of it this way. It is one of the agencies that helps establish the United States as a global power. It helps us remain a leader, both in thought, but also in preserving the dignity of every human and fighting for equality and fair treatment. News today is that Donald Trump has ordered all 10,000 plus employees of USAID to go on leave starting Friday. This is not good for the United States. It's not good for the world. It's not good for our role as a leader. It is isolationist claptrap going back quite some time. And yet, Donald Trump said one of the stupidest things that isn't a very isolationist approach to foreign policy yesterday at the White House after meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu and holding a press conference. And Mr. Zommers, if you would play the stupid thing that he said.
I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent.
I'm sorry. What did you just say, sir? He's talking about the United States taking control of Gaza, basically engaging in ethnic cleansing and pushing all of the Palestinians out of Gaza, taking both military and governmental control of Gaza. And then he starts talking about it like the hotel developer he is. We're going to build the... This is the stupidest thing anybody has heard. Now, I've promised you all not to focus on the stupid things that the man says, but rather on what he does. And interestingly, today, perhaps in a reflection that even those working for Donald Trump have figured out that he says really stupid things, the White House had to clarify earlier about 1 o'clock Central Time that the U.S. isn't actually sending troops or any additional money to Gaza. Why do I bring this up? Well, because there is no coherent concept in Trump's approach to these things, right? Like, you're shutting down USAID, you're in the next breath, you're saying, I'm going to take over Gaza and throw up a Trump hotel there, right? Like, these are not compatible foreign policy philosophies. But what all of this points to is the fact that we have to think of our values first. And we're going to spend a goodly amount of this first hour talking about the values, the things that actually unite us as Americans that I think the vast majority of us agree with. I also wanted to take this opportunity to point out that my colleague Todd Alba, who's got that great show before mine, has written an absolutely fantastic piece about his personal experience with USAID and his view of why it is such an essential U.S. agency. You're going to want to check that out. It's at the Recombobulation area. You can also find that on the Civic Media website. So that's the first quick thing, is Donald Trump making no sense. There's no foreign policy fundamental philosophy. He's just all over the place. So we got to rise above that. Think of our values. What is the role that we all wish to see the United States to take in the world, through the lens of the values that we want to see the United States express and uphold and uplift as a foreign policy and as a global superpower? So that's thing one. I'm going to come back to that. Thing two today is there was a big old protest at the Capitol around 11 a.m. this morning. It is part of a 50-state protest that is going on. It is called the 5051. So 50501 movement. You can find out more about it at 5051movement.carrd.co. We're going to put that website, don't worry, in the show notes for today. It is a 50-state, 50 protests on one day. Basically, a guerrilla protest campaign started on Reddit and a bunch of social media accounts, Blue Sky and Discord, to protest Donald Trump's approach to his second term. Had that in Madison today, so that's two quick things. The third quick thing today is we are back to the shady and the shameless, the shill, otherwise known as Brad Schimmel. Yes, the shady, shameless Schimmel apparently has now put out an ad attacking his opponent, Susan Crawford, but used AI, allegedly, to alter the image to make her look really grim and dour. Of course he did. Manipulated the image. Interesting to note, though, that Governor Evers just last year signed a piece of legislation, bipartisan legislation, that prohibits doing exactly that, prohibits the use of AI to alter images without disclosing it, which can result in a $1,000 fine. I wonder if this is going to be added to the ethics complaint, Mr. Zomers, that was filed yesterday against Judge Schimmel. I certainly will be looking to see whether they tack that one on. He's had a bit of a hard time following the rules.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of things added on by the time this is all said and done.
Right. Just keep talking, Brad. You shameless, shameless, shady shill, Brad Schimmel. Quick thing number four, is that a federal judge has now, at least for the time being, issued an indefinite enjoinder or restraining order against Donald Trump's birthright citizenship, executive order. Again, yeah, presidents can't, you know, just draw a line through certain parts of the Constitution and poof, they're gone. It's not like, you know, the president using a Sharpie on a map of a hurricane to just expand the hurricane's path because, you know, he thinks so. It doesn't work like that. And thing five, finally, Fox News has taken the fig leaf of legitimacy away. Yes, folks, Lara Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, getting her own show on Faux News. It was only a matter of time before the whole thing gets relabeled MAGA News or Trump News or Trump Talking Points, because that is basically all it is. Of course, this coming on the tail of both CBS, Paramount, ABC basically capitulating to Donald Trump in these bogus lawsuits, writing him checks for tens of millions of dollars. A real shame, driving out excellent journalists like Jim Acosta, Jake Tapper leaving CNN. This is not good. But again, at least Fox embracing who they really are. No more fig leaf. They're just going to throw the Trump family members right on as anchors. Don't bother with the interviews. Just put them right on there as anchors. Okay. So those were my five quick things, a handful of quick things. I think I'm going to start every day with a few quick things because there's a lot going on today. But let me tease what we're going to spend the rest of the hour talking about, because you're not going to want to go anywhere. It is indeed difficult times. It is hard to stay engaged. It is difficult to maintain your resilience, to keep the resistance going. We're going to focus on how to do that, and I think some divine, yes, divine words of encouragement and wisdom heard within the past few weeks. I'm going to share those with you and some of my ways that I keep my resilience, my resistance, and all of my energy up in these very, very dark, confusing, and chaotic times. So important for us to come together. One of the questions I want to ask each and every one of you and ask you to join this great conversation is, what do you do to help keep your resilience up? And in addition, what was the moment or moments or experiences that made you care so much about what's going on in these United States, liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican? If you're listening, I'm guessing that you care a little bit about what's going on in this country. What made you care so much? What keeps you engaged every day as we move forward together as a country? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I got Somers with me in the production booth. My senior producer, Jamie, helping us out manage all those texts as your feedback starts coming in. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. My name's Maggie Dawn. When we come back, we're going to talk about keeping your energy up in these dark days of Trump 2.0. Keep it locked. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Excellent, very smart guest at just the right time, because he's breaking news to me so that we can break the news with all of you. Folks, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio and Network. My guest is Sean Fettelplace. He works with the Main Street Alliance right here in Wisconsin, an advocacy group. And Sean, as we were in break, you were breaking some news. Please share with all of our listeners what you just heard and what's going on. This continues more of the breaking news about this weird OMB memo trying to stop all of this federal funding from going out.
Yeah, so today there were some very confusing comments by the press secretary on whether or not this is like a plan or concept of a memo, I guess, so to speak. And she said that the memo is rescinded, but that it's still in effect. And because of her statement on that, legal action is expected to continue. There's about, I think it's 23 governors have, or attorney generals have joined litigation on this. And so this is going to continue. We're going to keep our eyes on it, but definitely encourage your listeners to keep up to date and to take action by letting their congressperson know that they should contact the administration and tell them to knock it off.
Yeah, this is just clown show-esque, whether you're talking about the metadata, the rescinded, but it's still in effect. I mean, does the press secretary know what the word rescinded means, Sean? I mean, inquiring minds want to know. She got up on the podium yesterday and lied about a whole bunch of stuff, including the $50 million for condoms in the Mideast, which doesn't exist, isn't a thing, and was totally beside the point. I don't know what rescinded but still in effect means. I guess it means exactly what I told you I think the point of a lot of this is, which is to get executive branch officials to leave, to fill their positions with loyalists, and or to scare the bejiggers out of anybody that remains so that they'll do what Trump wants without them needing such a memo. You know, rescinded, so we're not writing it down anymore, but still in effect, because just like the gosh darn mafia, everybody knows what the boss wants. Sean, as we move forward, again, we're looking at that hearing on Monday. We're looking at the AG case that has been brought, that Wisconsin joined. And we're letting people know that they should go to mainstreetalliance.org to contact their congresspeople and senators to let them know that the Trump administration should knock this off. What else do you think people should be doing? What's your ask of our listeners so that they can stay on top of this and be sure that their benefits don't get cut off?
Yeah, I would say, I can't imagine too many of your listeners are besties with people who work in the Trump White House, but it really is important just to continue that. I would also say if you are personally impacted by this, if you are not going to be able to make payroll because you're a nonprofit, if you are somebody that is potentially losing your coverage, if you're a childcare provider who's not getting the payments that you're owed, feel free to contact me at Sean@MainStreetAlliance.org, SHAWN@MainStreetAlliance.org. Please don't send me any troll emails. I appreciate that. But if you have a genuine story that of impact, do let us know. And we're happy to make sure that your voice and your story gets shared with the public so that they know what's at stake with us.
Folks, that's Sean Fetteplace of MainStreetAlliance.org. We'll put his email in our show notes today. You can find our show notes if you listen to our former or past episode podcasts on Apple Pods, Spotify, or on the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us/shows. It will all be there, including Sean's email. I think people, one of the things I would like people to do, because whether we're talking about this stupid OMB memo that threatens essential benefits for people, things like childcare, the entire nonprofit pipeline, again, that is such a critical safety net for so many people, it's not far off the mark from the stupidity of Robin Voss and his refusal to consider expanding Badger Care here in the state of Wisconsin. As the budget debate heats up here in the state, Sean, what should people be keeping their eye on as sort of top priorities? And do you think people should start reaching out now to folks like Robin Voss as the Speaker of the Assembly and their elected representatives in state government to ask for policies and a budget that actually serves the middle class and working folks in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so I would say with Medicaid, there's two major issues. The first is Badger Care expansion, which should have been done years ago. We have spent $2.4 billion extra to have worse coverage because Scott Walker did what was called a hybrid solution, where people up to 100% of poverty could get, who are childless adults, could get Medicaid, and then people 100 to 138% of poverty could go into the marketplace. They claim that you can get good quality coverage with no premiums. That's true, but that doesn't mean there's no out-of-pocket costs. And so if you actually do the math for that 100 to 138% of poverty, people could spend up to $9,000 a year on that coverage, whereas with Badger Care, there's essentially no cost sharing. And so there's been a lot of disingenuous, frankly, lies about this, and they think if they just repeat something often enough, it makes it true. It is not true, and we would save another $1.4 billion the next year if we took it. So I would encourage people to read the Wisconsin Policy Forum, did a report called A Picture of Health. And it very clearly lays out what's going on with this. I would say the second thing on Medicaid is postpartum coverage. We are one of two states that has not taken it. The only other state is Arkansas. All we're asking is for the current 60-day window to be extended to a year. And I would encourage people to check out, there's a really great Cap Times article that was released on the 28th. I guess it's yesterday, long day yesterday for me.
Yes.
And it clearly laid out that Republicans want this. They're Jesse Rodriguez, Mary Fialkowski, and Pat Snyder, who's, I like Pat, like he's a reasonable guy. And he said, listen, if we're not able to get this done, then why the hell am I here? And so it really is, you know, for a state where on the north side of Milwaukee, the infant mortality rate is worse than Soweto under apartheid. It is an absolute obscenity that we haven't done this and we need to get it done. So I would say, contact your lawmakers. If you live in a Republican district, contact them and tell them to tell Voss that to get out of the way and to be able to get this done, because he is the one person at this point that's holding that up.
Tell Voss to get out of the way. Hear, hear. Thank you so much, Sean Fetoplace from Main Street Alliance. Folks, that Cap Times article, as well as the Wisconsin Policy Forum's coverage of the Wisconsin Badger Care expansion question, I will include in our show notes for today. Sean, please come back soon. We're going to continue this discussion as the budget debate here in the state of Wisconsin heats up. When we come back, everybody, what the heck is going on with RFK? Now he's all of a sudden pro-vaccine? What does this mean for you and your family? Coming up next, and some good sound from his hearing today on Capitol Hill on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.